It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko. A big round in the NRL this week. Of course, beanies for brain cancer round, the sixth annual time the NRL has done this. The man behind it all, the one and only. Last time I saw this guy was actually, we were at a charity event for the Big Three Trek for Mark Hughes Foundation.
Yes.
Left him a few red wines deep.
Okay.
We'd had a few. He joins us right now. Marky Hughes, hello, mate.
Oh, I couldn't foot it with you, Ducko. You were smashing them down.
Yes. Had you come from Gidz's 40th as well?
Yeah, I had a head start, so I've been at a 40th, so and it was a great fundraiser, and Ducko was running the show there, and yeah, it was really good, but it's certainly a huge week for the foundation, so it's very exciting. Yes.
Absolutely. Nothing gives me more joy, Hughesy, than seeing pre-game both teams who are playing, like on the weekend, the Knights playing the Titans, but everyone will be wearing the beanies.
Yeah.
And like you see them all in the crowd, you see the officials on the pitch and all that. It's just so cool. You must never get sick of seeing that.
Yeah, Jess, it's pretty overwhelming. Mm. Everywhere you look, there's beanies. If you drive around Newcastle, you'll see them, people walking along the beach or in the shopping centres with them. And then when it comes to the weekend, all the players wear them and everyone just gets behind it. So it's a fabulous awareness and money-raising campaign for the foundation.
And, like, obviously the ultimate goal is to eradicate brain cancer. But along the way, like, what are your dreams of where all this incredible money that you've raised over the years goes to?
Yeah, so we've teamed up with the University of Newcastle and we've got some huge things happening there, which is very exciting. So we have a Mark Hughes Foundation, Brain Cancer Research Centre that's been announced. So we have a space in that in the medical precinct there now.
And that's awesome.
It's dedicated to brain cancer. To have a team under the one roof will be a game changer.
Yeah, locally
that's
as
awesome.
Well.
Yeah,
you
must be proud of that here in Newcastle. When does that all come to life?
Yeah, that's all come to life. That's coming to life this week. So there's been so much going on in the background. And my wife, Kira Lee, and the university have been working very closely to get all this organised. But we've got some huge announcements with that. So we're very excited. It's stage one for us and we've still got huge plans and we still need so much more support. We need government help. We need private backing. But this is a great start for us, having a centre just for brain cancer research.
So good. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. That's absolutely massive. So what's the next step? What's the next dream and goal?
Yeah, so we just continue on with our fundraising, which is going along really well. And it's really now just that. That's it. We've just got to build this. And Dr. Mike Fay will lead this. And he's studied in five countries and been in over 30 hospitals around the world. So he's got experience that we need. The clock is ticking every day for so many of us with brain cancer. And we need to improve outcomes. We need to do better training. We need better medical. There's so many things we need to do.
It's so awesome, Mark, when you think about, you know, you can pop down to your local IGA or Lowe's and you buy a beanie and you know the money goes towards not only an amazing cause, but it also then goes locally to this new centre.
Yeah.
So you can almost see it in action, you know, the University of Newcastle right here in town, those sort of things. So you really know that your neighbour, your friend, the person you see on your social media, the person affected by brain cancer, there are people on the ground, brilliant minds and local money that is going towards finding a cure, supporting their recovery and that research. Mm. I think it's all just all-encompassing. And as Ducker, you said, that must be a hell of a feeling knowing the city hasn't abandoned you, hasn't forgotten you, and every year it just gets bigger and bigger and you're able to do something as huge as a $25 million centre in your home city.
We are certainly proud. And, you know, this foundation started here in Newcastle and, you know, I grew up in the Hunter Valley, so we've just had amazing support in these areas. Why can't Newcastle have a world-class brain cancer centre right here in Newcastle so that the local families and people can go to this place down the track?
Absolutely. Not a question anymore, Hughesy. You've made it a reality.
And the beanies are very cool as well. They're a great design.
Yeah, they always are.
I was going to say, Mark, you're speaking of teamwork. Yeah. So was it your wife responsible again for the design of these beanies?
Yeah. I've, since the first red and blue one that I designed, I've been
banned.
Fully barred for beanie time.
Yeah.
That's so I often want to stop people. It's always at the farmer's market. I see people wearing the beanies, but sometimes I see them in last year's design and I always want to go, the new ones are out.
Yeah.
So Kira Lee and Chris design our beanies and I do remind people that they are only designed to last 10 months and you do need to update after that.
Yep.
They fall apart.
Absolutely.
Mark Hughes, mate, always great to have you on. Enjoy the week.
Thanks for all your support, guys, and all your listeners. It's just amazing, the support. So thank you.